KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. We've got quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those and check those off, and then we'll go over to our Echo Link stations. K4XMR, that's Mr. Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up there in Traveler's Rest. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's down there in Liberty. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over here to our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha November Hotel, Hall in Denver, Colorado. Negative and negative, or?
Yeah, DOS. Mr. Gary, get me checked in there. KC4 PLT, that's Kilo Charlie 4. Papa Lima Tango, Richard in Penda Grace, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WH6ANH. That's Mr. Carl out there in Denver, Colorado. Carl, you are our DX station tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And I hope you're having a wonderful time out there in the state of Denver. In the state of Denver. In the state of Colorado. In Denver in Colorado. I'll get all that out in a minute. But I do hope you have a great time out there. Thanks for taking the time to be with us here in South Carolina on our net tonight. And then we got KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. And we do appreciate you checking in with us from Georgia on Echo Link. Hope you are doing well. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up. So we'll go over to the RF section now, starting with Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeyapath, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening to KQ4YOO. Mr. Clint down there in Honeyapath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. Thought that section was going to be empty there for a minute. Appreciate you coming in and checking in with us. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, Gary. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come up to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, that's KF4CKT, and my name is John, and I'm in Honeyapath, and good evening to Joy, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative, 73 East to you and all on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening to KF4CKT. That's Mr. John down there in Honeyapath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. They're down there in Piedmont. And Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Wareshoals. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Please tell Miss Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry in North South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KR4ACR. Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Terry, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canton, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Gary. It's good to hear you. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. Hi through hell for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send safety 3s for each one of you.
And 4, DOS. Please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening. Over.
4, DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in the other room. I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'll be negative and negative.
Say good evening to KO4WTQ. Mr. Greg, he's down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. I hope you are doing well, and thanks for coming in to us from Florida tonight. So far, I got Colorado and Florida on Echo Link, so that's pretty good distance. I do appreciate both you fellas coming in and checking in with us. Going back over to the alphabet in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is W4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, and Deceptionville. Hope my radio is still working again. Over.
Hey, Mr. Eddie. Never like to say good evening to W4NTQ. Mr. Eddie down there in Simpsonville. Eddie, that radio's working fine there, young man. I don't know how you got it set up, but you got that little Roger beep, you know, when you first key up. I know you can take that off, but just thought I'd let you know that it was there. But you're sounding good there, young man. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And folks, in case you don't know, Mr. Eddie is our resident elder. Eddie is over a century old. He's over 100 years old. Just had his 100th birthday not too many months ago. And Eddie, we do appreciate you and thank you for being with us tonight. Anybody else in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Going up to the next alphabetical group, the patient group on a Friday evening, and they Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2 TXJ, Jim, Mobile and Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim. He's out there on the mobile over there around Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Please be careful out there on the mobile, and hope you get back to the house safely. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom, located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4 DOS. Oh, Gary. Hope to see you tomorrow at the high school. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I won't be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And looking forward to trying to get over there to the high school tomorrow, if I can. I've still got to, I've been meaning to get over there so we can work on that loader. I think I got part of that figured out, unless we messed up that solenoid piece. We'll figure that out, but got to get over there and see what we can do with that as well. But do appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Any other check-ins in the Quebec Zoo Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. HKX. Please check in. And Gary, if you want, I'll just pick up the net tomorrow night for you, if that's okay. But I'll be in and out tonight. I just pulled in the driveway.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose, just got to the house. Patrick was running a little bit late tonight, folks. I didn't say that at the start of the net, but that's the reason I'm calling. He was going to call tonight, and I was going to call tomorrow night, since Dave is out of commission for a little bit. Patrick and I told him we'd pick up the every other Friday and Saturday, so while he needed us to. But that'd be fine, Patrick, if you want to do that. If not, I'll be happy to do it that as well. But you can holler at me tomorrow or whatnot, and we'll go from there, okay? Check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4DOS. It's great to have you in net control any night. It don't matter. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be here to extend the net a little bit. I hope everybody has a good night, get some good rest, and enjoy tomorrow. 7-3.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard, no comment, no traffic. I'm monitoring a lot of static on the line for me. It must be my antenna.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Larry. Please tell Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments in just a minute or two. And then we got M4EDW. That's Mr. Ed down there, up there in Brevard. Ed, I'm sorry you got a little static on you tonight, but maybe it's just conditions. Hope it's not any of your antenna or any of your equipment or anything. But we do appreciate you being with us tonight. I hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Phone calls normally means we got everybody for the time being. So, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RagTube portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Don't have a one up on RagTube list tonight, and that's Mr. Larry. Larry, you got a clean, shiny, dry stump there, young man. That's KK4JBQ, in case anybody cares. Larry, what have you been up to today there, young man?
4DOS, and everyone on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. What have I been up to today? Well, I guess I'll put it this way. Donna and I have been looking after a little kitten that wandered by our door. I could tell from the collar and whatnot that she had been somebody's home cat. And she proved it out because she had no fear of me, and she came out and she wanted a pet, and I gave that to her. And over the next few days, I kind of got fond of this little animal. You know, they all have, just like people, they all have a different personality, and there are reasons to shun some of them and reason to embrace others, perhaps. So anyway, we've been looking after this little cat for some time now, and we just decided recently to give her a vet visit, make sure she was healthy and all, and we knew all the particulars, and welcome her into the family. So now we have four inside and about three outside that we feed. But anyway, I couldn't get along without other creatures, and that includes cats, and it includes some people. I mean, I'm not overly picky about either kind, I suppose. Some would say I am, I suppose. And how have you been getting along today, Gary?
When you said that cat had a collar on it, I said, I said, that cat belonged to somebody, or you know, wouldn't have a collar on to start with. But, we get attached to our animals really quick. And I didn't know you had that many cats that are over there at your place. I knew you had cats, but I did not know that you had both inside and outside cats that you take care of. I guess the outside cats pretty well come and go as they please, and the inside cats you take care of a little more closely. At least I probably would if I was in that situation, but we found out, unfortunately, that Joy is allergic to cats. Now, she's not allergic to dogs, but she is cats. So we can't have cats. We've had cats in the past. And the last one we had was an inside-outside. He came and went as he pleased. And he did come and jump up, climb up on the back deck of the house and look in the window until we let him in. And then when he got ready to go out, he'd go over to the back door and whine and carry on until we opened the door and let him out. but he had an inside litter box, Larry. He would not use it unless it was just absolutely pouring down rain. Anytime he went to go to the bathroom, he went over to the door and we let him out. And so the cat box on the inside of the house stayed really clean. So I can't complain about that at all. As far as my day goes, I got up this morning, got my coffee, and was sitting in there drinking my coffee, and already done my morning devotional, and was reading a book that I'd been working on. And my neighbor came up on the porch, and I said, "Oh, that's not good news." And I opened the door, and he said, "Your dog's out." And about that time, the dog went by him and came on in the house. So I had to go out and work on the chain link fence where my dog was getting out.
That sounds like ranch work to me. Running the fence line and repairing the fence. Well, it's good that your neighbor looks after your interests. I would feel that way. I hope you do. Otherwise, this has been an interesting day. Donna and I have had a couple of conversations about other things having to do with, an upcoming eye exam for me. I don't see well. It's partially because my prescription has changed, yes. And then I broke my glasses. Actually, I had an accident with a ladder. I wasn't on it at the time. I was carrying it back to where we store it and tripped. And, well, you've probably been in situations, I'm sure, where you've got about half a second to make up your mind, what am I going to do? So I tripped. I found myself in the air, and I do remember deciding, believe it or not, this sounds odd to say it, but I decided that I was going to land on a certain side. I was going to protect my face and do the best I could to protect my glasses. I mean, all these thoughts. It was just fascinating to me that all that came in a flash. And so I did do everything I intended to do, but landing on my glasses. So I just took some epoxy, I guess it is, and fixed my frame. And it lasted. Goodness, it lasted a long while. But now that's broken, and I've got to fix my fix. I'll just do that so that I can properly take, I'm going to have to be going to a new eye doctor. So I do think that they look at the glasses and test them or something to find out what your prescription is. Rather than start flat-footed. Not difficult for them, probably impossible for me, but they can figure out if you take your old frames in, they can take out, I mean, they can decide what sort of prescription you have. It's a good idea, actually, to carry that written out, but I don't have that. Anyway, that's upcoming, and, I hope to see a little better. I'm having a hard time on computer screens, and I have a lot of that. And reading any size of print. You hear people complain about reading small print. Well, I think it's because, at least the best I can judge myself, is that my left eye sees print in one position and my right eye sees the same print in another position. I can, if I really think about it and look at it, you know, stare at it for a little bit, I can see both at the same time. You shouldn't be able to do that. They should be superimposed, left eye, right eye. The brain takes care of blending it, but for some reason, this is what I'm wearing right now, is not working at all because it's, I think, 3 prescriptions back. I keep all my glasses. I have since I was a kid. I heard that it would be a good idea to keep your last pair and donate beyond that. Well, I did perhaps, at one point I did that. I think the Lions Club, somehow, they either use the frames only or they use the frames and the glasses for some people. I have donated to the Lions Club before, but right now I think I've got about 5 pair. I don't know how many years that accounts for, but I've got about 5 pair of glasses. This is the one I can see out of best, but it's time I got a new prescription. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't cozy up to doctors. KK4JBQ.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Well, Larry, you know, hadn't been too long since I had to go get my eyes checked again. You know, I go once a year over to my ophthalmologist. And, give you a real quick rundown. My ophthalmologist that I had for years and years retired. And he sent me to another ophthalmologist in their group. And I saw him about 3 years, and now he has retired. And he referred me to another one in the same group. And so I went to see him this last time. And lo and behold, he is from Connecticut, I think he said. But he's moving back up north, so he's going to be leaving. So next year, when I go to the eye doctor, I'll see another new one. So I'm not looking forward to that. They've got all your records and stuff there with them. But when you get accustomed to somebody, you get to where you can talk to them and they kind of know you. It makes a big difference, or at least it does for me. So I know what you're going through there. As far as the you breaking your frame and all that on your glasses, I'm assuming it's the frame that broke and not the lens. If you don't get those things back exactly right, you know, you've got axis and pupillary distance and all kinds of little tweaks and torques that you can do to those glasses, and they've got to be a certain just so you can see through them. And it, like you said, it's amazing how much you can multitask when you're in a situation like that. You've stumbled and you're falling, and you think of all these things you need to do and how you want to do it, and to try to get out with the least amount of insult and injury.
Exactly that. Oh my. Makes me think of an ad I saw for a movie, a Sherlock Holmes movie. And it was very interesting the way they made the ad. It was slow motion. And during the slow motion part of a scene, you could hear Holmes think about what he's going to do, and then his thoughts were in the slow motion part, and then it sped up and stopped at a certain point. I mean, after he was kind of accosted by some guy, and he thought what he was going to do, and you saw him how he delivered a blow to his solar plexus, that's like the middle of the chest, it's painful to deliver properly. And then it would slow down again, and you'd hear his thoughts again. It was just fascinating. But I hadn't thought of that compared to what I was experienced. It was similar, though. When I was flying through the air, I knew that this ladder and I were going to hit the ground. I wanted it to be separate. I didn't want my fingers involved. And I was going to fall on a driveway. And, you know, a driveway is brushed before it permanently sets. So it's made to be rough so that your tires will grip on the driveway. That's just the way it's made. But, boy, that feels awful on your face. Oh, well, gosh. Well, here we are. Gracious, it's, what is it? 9:41. That's good. That's real good. It is not just my purpose. I mean, that's not the only reason I want to do this. I do it for most of the net controls for the purpose of extending and giving other people an opportunity, a longer period for which they can come in and check in, as we all like to do. So we've made it. I hope you get more check-ins, Gary. Thank you for being there tonight, and I look forward to all of us being here again tomorrow. Oh, last thing, I had to go looking. Actually, Donna has in her desk upstairs in her office. She has bunches of pens. And I went up and I said, honey, I have worn out my ink pen that I keep my log with. And she says, well, then how long has it been since you, you know? And I says, well, it's been with this log, it's about 2.5 years worth in this particular log. And I was fascinated to be able to report that, but just recently I counted up how long it's been since I started this log right here. And so that's about all that pen was good for. And she gave me another one out of her stash. Gary, you take care, won't you? This is KK4JBQ, and I'll be listening on the side. Good night, Gary. Good night to everybody. 7-3.
You go, let me tell you this real quick. You brought up ink pens. I don't know if you know him or not. You've heard him, WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in Simpsonville, northern Simpsonville. He and I go way back when I first got my license. He was a ham then, and remember the club, and his wife, Joan, real super nice people. But me and Dan ran into each other when I had my heart attack, and I had to go to rehab over there at the Millennium Center. He goes over there 3 times a week. I did there for a while, and I decided that was too far for me to drive, so I started going over here in Easley, which is a lot closer. And that takes me 10 minutes, where it was taking me about 45 minutes to get over there. But anyway, Dan makes pens. You know, he's got a woodworking shop, and he does make some out of wood, some out of this, some out of that, just all kinds of different stuff. And he brought me an ink pen, and it was beautiful. Wood that he made it out of, he had put on a lathe and turned by hand, and all of that stuff. And I brought it home, and I want you to know, I was sitting there writing with it, and Joyce says, is that a new pen? I said, yeah. I said, Dan gave it to me. She said, let me see it. And I handed it to her, and she started writing with it. She said, well, tell him to make you another one. This was mine. So she took my ink pen away from me. She didn't take it. I gave it to her because it fit her hand. But she really likes it, and of course Dan said, you know, when I need a refill, all I got to do is call him, and he'll give me a refill. So I guess it takes a special type or a special size or something, I don't know. But he said that he would give me the refills.
I don't know how many times it is I've become aware, read a book. I used to read many magazines on woodworking and such as that, and there'll be advertising in there for the materials that one needs. I don't know that I ever saw the kind of lathe that you use to turn, but it comes, I mean, you know, you don't. It's got to be a little more than just putting the pieces together. Turning the pin is the challenge, you know. And you can select your own woods and different parts that you might put together to make something that's unique, you know. And oh goodness, my awareness of that goes back a long ways, many years, but I never did touch that. I suppose a lathe just seemed to be and I don't know why, you know, because I had a watchmaker's lathe, and I could make all kinds of small gears and such with a watchmaker's lathe. But turning a piece of wood, I mean, maybe that was it. The long shank of a pin and the tapers involved and such, actually making a repair part for a clock or even a watch, is not that terribly difficult. You're working with small stuff at very close distances and such. But it always appeared to be a harder thing to make a pin. Did he have anything that he said that you can recall about the difficulty of it, or how easy he found it to do, or anything like that?
DLS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4JBQ. He does, you know, has done woodworking for a lot of years, and, you know, he decided he would get into that, and he just enjoys it, you know. He's got a little shop out there and at his house, and he'll go out there and just piddle around, you know, and he'll play with it. And if he does something he likes it, you know, he might make another one, he might not. I think he changes them a little bit. So each one will kind of be, you know, unique and kind of special for people that he makes them for. And, but as far as him telling me how easy it was, he said, well, you know, he said, you got to watch these little bitty pieces, and you got to be careful when you do this, because you might split this piece of wood, and you don't want to use this piece of wood because it's too soft and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable about, you know, the density of the different woods that he uses. And knows that some of them are too soft and won't hold up. So I hope that answered your question.
I just wondered if, because I would look at the pictures in the magazines, and of course they took those pictures wanting to entice you to join up. Because these people sold the lathes, and they sold the wood stock and all of the other pieces that might be involved. It could get, you know, involved, because you with a pen that just held a nib, a dip pen that you dipped into ink. That's a whole lot simpler than a pen which I think you were describing that had a cartridge in it, a supply of ink that carried within the pen. You've got to do some boring into the pin itself, the part that you hold, in order to hold that cartridge. And that would be a little bit tricky. I'm saying maybe that would be a whole lot tricky. I know with larger pieces, doing inside bores, it has to be supported in a almost fantastical way. Imagine making a bowl. Well, you can make the outside of the bowl. That's really no problem. But how about the inside of the bowl, where it dips down, you know? That's an inside cut. And taking more experience. So how long have you been doing that, speaking of experience? If you got even one involved, it took a little time to get to get good at it, right?
Yeah, I was talking about a cartridge-type pin, and he did drill out the wood and put the inserts in and all of that stuff. And this one, you hold one side and turn the other side, and then it extends the ballpoint of the pin, and then you turn it the other way and it retracts it, you know, just kind of like a cross pin, if you know what that is, and I'm sure you do. It's kind of like that, but they hadn't been doing it for, well, he hadn't been making pins, but just a few years, but he's been doing woodwork a long, long time, so, you know, and messing with stuff like that, and it's something that he enjoys, and it's kind of like ham radio. It's just another hobby.
Something that I hadn't thought of in a while. I was talking not too long ago during another net, as a matter of fact, about a friend of mine who had other hobbies. And he's one ham that I became real good friends with. And so he invited me to his house, and I met his wife and helped him with some repair work on the house and did some painting. We hung a new antenna out back, and we did a bunch of stuff together. But I'll put it this way, a scale model train. He actually had six of them. Six tracks going. One was around the perimeter of the room, up high. Well, maybe it was two tracks. Yes, two tracks. He could have one going one way and one going the other way. And it was fascinating just to sit in one spot and watch those trains go. And then he had another table, a very long table, like a big conference table, you know. But it had the train tracks and little scale model buildings and people, trees, hardware stores. He had four tracks on that big table. And he played guitar. That was another thing he did. And he had all of his hand equipment in that same place. And then he also did some electronic work. And he had his electronics bench there. It was a big bedroom, and it was totally given over to this. I thought that was just fascinating. I've been to your shack, and it's fascinating to see all the radios everywhere you look. So if there are other hams out there who have not paid a visit, you can find out a lot about people that just, you know, we just come on and we talk to one another about various things. But it's another thing if you can share. There are other hobbies as well, don't you think?
OS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with KK4JBQ. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Larry. I really do. I mean, you know, I kind of garden as a hobby. Got a little garden out there, but Joy and I really enjoy the vegetables that come out of it. And, And, I love building stuff. I've just finished a new front porch on the house. I haven't finished it yet. I got to put the roof on it yet. I've got some help coming, and I've got to get the materials. I don't have the material yet, but my son and another fella going to come over and help me put the roof on it. That way they don't want me on the ladder for some reason. They think I'm getting old or something. I don't know.
They're just concerned about your being in one piece when the building is finished. And, you know, when you're done with the building work. I understand that. It's something to accept the concern of others about your well-being. I don't know if you've passed 70. I suppose you have, but when you get older, you just have to allow other people's concern. And I don't really. I don't let that cause any fear of, you can't, you know. You find yourself not doing anything because you feel a little, you know, it can make you feel trepidation. I was looking for a shorter word, but I couldn't find it. Yeah, it can make you feel a little trepidation. And I like to just walk on through. That's always worked for me. If there's fear, it's only because I need a moment to study that, you know, to make sure I'm going to be doing no harm. I'll still learn something as I go. I may have to back up and start again. We older people have to be aware that things are not the same as they were. And maybe you just need to slow down or consider a little longer or whatever it is that, you know, is your accommodation to the real world, the real facts. I'm not so much liking being older, but I don't find it to be distasteful, not exactly, you know, distasteful, but I have lost my adventurous, the latter part. I didn't have a problem with the ladder and me on the roof or anything like that. I was carrying the ladder back to its storage place, you know, but you got to admit the fact, and it's always going to haunt you. You know, if the ladder was involved, Donna's made me swear off getting on a ladder. I think I can navigate a ladder. But, you know, as soon as I start making up the argument for that, something could go wrong. Ah, well. You only live once, and you only get old once. Maybe we ought to try to enjoy it somehow. What do you think?
And I are pretty much in the same boat. We're approaching that three-quarter mark. We hadn't made the century mark like Eddie has, but we're approaching the three-quarter mark, right?
Yes, sir. I was born in 51, so this year is 74 for me.
We're pretty much in the same boat as far as age goes, but it's like old Ray Allison used to say. He said, I keep talking to people, and I want to find somebody that can tell me what it feels like to be old. He said, I hadn't found anybody yet.
You know, sometimes, I don't know. When I was just a boy, the oldest people around me were my dad and my granddad, his father, my dad's father. I would not know my mother's parents. They had all passed. They had a rough life, perhaps. But they didn't appear to be old, and I just saw them as, truly now, I just saw them as smarter and happier, both of them. So they, in that sense, they were good examples of older people. And my grandmother on my dad's side, why, oh goodness, she was the sweetest woman. And she taught me things that I'll never, ever, ever forget. And I'll always be so, so proud that she sat down with me and showed me how to make cornbread. She took me out to the cow and showed me how to milk. And then we brought that up and put it in a churn, and she showed me. I was too small to handle all this by myself. I sat on her lap, and she was pumping the churn, you know. And she says, put your hand right there under mine. And so, you know, Gary, when you can hold on to something as sweet as that, I'm just very thankful that I had a grandmother who taught me how to churn. KK4, JPQ.